The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you've been listening to TKR, you're like 100,000 folks who've downloaded that app through Apple or Google. Oh, we thank you very much. You've been listening to, of course, the wonderful show Mission Minded. We do that with Michael Coleman, but one show is just not enough because, of course, he's at the heart of Alabama Food Bank, hashtag HAFB. And he's got something very interesting he wants to get into today on Bite by Bite. Michael?
Yeah, so, you know, with all the, you know, everything that happens that affects our society, we find ourselves in food banking that's affected. And so Trump is making a lot of cuts. Whether you think that's good or whether you think that's bad, it's it rolls around and then it's in our territory. So they eliminated a program called LFPA. It stands for Local Food Purchasing Agreement. And I'll be the first to say, yeah, it came about during COVID. And they give the states basically a block grant of money based on the number of food insecure people they have. And they say, here's money to buy from your local farmers food that they produce. And matter of fact, a lot of these farmers wouldn't even be able to afford to grow the extra food if it weren't for this income. So I think they get it up front. They grow the food and there's a certain amount. Our Department of Agriculture does that. And when it's grown, it's boxed up, cased up, and it doesn't go to market. It gets shipped directly to the food bank.
That's awesome.
And
that was a COVID thing. It started with COVID.
Yeah. And it's been great. I mean, the farmers are hurt by this more than we are directly. But it affects the school amount of food the schools get. But it just allows, sometimes you have farmers who, as we've talked to, they just don't have enough land, or they don't have enough product, or they're not, and they can't create enough to overcome the barriers to be able to sell to the Walmarts and the Publix and all the others. So they came along and part of it was, hey, a certain percentage, maybe over 50%, had to be to disadvantaged farmers, however they define that. And it could be minorities. It could be just small in size, whatever. And so in Alabama, about 70% of the farmers were categorized as disadvantaged farmers. And it's great. We're very blessed that we get food from Walmart distribution centers. We get a lot of produce, and we're very blessed by that. Very thankful for Walmart for what they do. But sometimes we get it and it may have 5 or 6 days of good life because we are not going to distribute produce or any food that's not fresh and not in good shape. So sometimes we pick it up and we've got, you know, 5 days to turn it around and get it back out to people to eat. But when you get directly from the farm, then sometimes you get 2-3 weeks. You know, and so it lessens the urgency. Less hands have been on it. It comes directly from the farm and we get it. And again, when you're trying to solve hunger issues and you're dealing with young children, you're dealing with seniors, they need just the kind of vitamins and minerals that come out of the fresh produce. And so anyway, the bottom line is this: a $600,000 hit. To us, what it would take for us to replace all that. And that may even be a conservative estimate. But, you know, the way I particularly lead the organization, I called all our directors in and I said, look, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that says, hey, cut everybody else. Don't cut us. The bottom line is, we're thankful for what we get for the USDA. We still have other programs we get food for. And the bottom line is we have to deal with what we can control. Yeah. We can't control what the government does or doesn't do. So the bottom line is, all right, now what? Now, how do we shift focus? And we're asking, you know, the community, our government entities, our businesses, our corporations, our churches to come alongside of us and help offset some of that impact, because ultimately the people who are going to be affected from our position are people who need this food the most. So, but I'm trying to, again, keep a balanced approach. The sky isn't falling. but you know, the plane came down and it was a very rough landing. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe a couple of concussions. We didn't burn the plane. It didn't blow up, but I mean, it's going to need some repair for a while. So it's, we definitely feel the impact. And it just goes to show you, how important, not only our food supply system is, how vital it is, but how important it is to keep that safe. And I'll just kind of finish it off with this. It also goes to show you, and I mean, forgive me if I repeat myself from last week, but it just goes to show you, we have the capacity, to grow enough food to feed everybody in our country. And we have billions that we grow in excess. But the greatest challenge we have is getting access, people in these food deserts, sometimes with no transportation, in these very rural areas, they just can't get access to where the food is. And when you have stuff that's not shelf stable, so you've got, you know, milk, you've got all the produce, that's on a timetable. And, you know, so the bottom line is sometimes we get it distributed out, but it's got a day left or 2 days left to where, you know, you want to distribute it. So it's a constant challenge. And I'm like, here's what we can control. Let's make sure that we are turning it around as absolutely as fast, that we're removing any barriers for our agencies to pick it up, that we are doing everything we can to make sure it's fresh, it's nutritious, and we're getting it in the people's hands who need it. And those are the things we can control. And everything else we leave up to God to provide for, whether it's through the government or whether it's through our community. And we're very blessed in Alabama, period. Some of the most generous, giving people you'll ever find are in our state. And so I know we're going to come through it, but it's just part of the challenge of trying to be the safety net for those who don't have enough to eat. And it's a little chink in the armor, but we're going to get through it.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.